This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
All right, so here's one that'll get people's heads twirling and rolling, as always. Okay, so is Shiba Inu the cure or the disease for crypto's future? Now, this is an important question, and I think most people need to, you know, try to find an answer for it. I firmly believe that Shiba Inu actually might be a bit of a cancer for the crypto community. I think a lot of people are transferring a lot of their funds or converting a lot of their different cryptos into Shiba Inu coin. And this is huge. If people start converting all the way from, you know, Bitcoin all the way to Shiba Inu, for instance, it could happen. And the market cap could raise drastically for whatever reason. It's a wild ride. But I'm going to pause this recording real quick. All right, I'm back. I desperately take an emergency shit, and I'm not even going to say TMI. I took an emergency shit, had to, and let's go. All right, Shiba Inu. I had to take a shib. I'm sorry. But I did legitimately have to take a shit. I would have took a picture of it, but I'm not that kind of boy right now. All right, you can see that on my OnlyFans, which I need to get an OnlyFans account. Naked investing, oh my god. Where I'm just like shirtless and showing off my nipple. Okay, so it's time to get serious. The goal here, obviously, at this one moment, is to talk about the dog coins. Now, I have made too much fucking money from crypto. Like, it's disturbing. It's retarded. It makes zero fucking sense. But here's the rub. Here's the rub. The Shiba Inu coin, I think, is going to destroy the crypto markets in a bad way. Like, it's crypto's already funny money. Now, there is proof of work within the algorithms for a lot of these crypto coins, but a lot of these, crypto projects, it reminds me so much of the dot-com bubble in so many ways. Because what we're seeing here is we're seeing everything that's a crypto of any kind, whether it's low cap, low market cap, mid cap, or large market cap, whatever you have, is continuing to be pumped up by everybody. Everybody who has even a couple bucks is like, fuck it, I've got a Coinbase account or I've got a public account. I'm just going to pump up as many cryptos as I can. That's just basically what's going on. It's insane. So, but I'm proud of it. I'm happy to have made as much money as I have on crypto. I mean, like, legitimately, it is funny money. But mainly through the Shiba Inu coin, and I got in early as just a pure stark gamble. But I was able to get my principal back. I was able to pretty much get almost all of the money I put in so far, and all I did was put in $350, and I made up to roughly $3,500. But I do think that Shiba Inu over time is going to have a lot of random crypto investors taking a look at the rise of Shiba Inu, and a lot of these people are what I like to call bag holders in training. And what I mean by that is they're really good at getting in when it's not a good time to get in, mainly because they're always riding the roller coaster up. And the thing is, if you're always riding the roller coaster up, I mean, you're really fucking yourself. Like, you're really fucking yourself in the ass. Hold on. I'm only like on half a beer and I'm already acting like a white party girl. I am a white party girl though, and I think people need to realize this. I'm a fancy boy. Anyway, yeah, so the whole goal at this point is to, you know, I see the writing on the wall, man, with Shiba Inu. Insane. It's gonna be ironically the number one crypto. And even more ironic is I started off with $350 worth of it at a real. I got in really early. Like, I got in so early that I was able to get like 45 million little dog coins. little Shiba Inu dog coins, man. It's insane. And then I've been able to, as it's gone up in value, just been able to shave off $20 here, $20 there, you know, convert it into Tether. And then I took that Tether conversion, though, and I converted it into straight up dollars and put it in my bank account. But then I'm basically slowly funneling money into Public because their fees are not as crazy as Coinbase's. I legitimately despise Coinbase for their incredibly ridiculous transaction fees that are hidden within, not hidden, they're pretty apparent, but I'll take the Apex Crypto fees, thank you. And Apex Crypto is basically the housing, the housing, what do you call it? They're kind of like the market makers, I guess you could say. They kind of house a lot of the assets, and it's interesting. I can't explain it very well. It's a housing, let me look this shit up. So what I get for drinking and talking about shit. Talking about SHIB. Apex Crypto, what is it? Apex Crypto is democratizing access to cryptocurrency to improving the market's primary challenges with streamlined experience. Nice. Okay. Let's take a look. Well, mentions it. Oh, okay. So I will admit it is better, but just to let everybody know, I use Public to day trade. So Apex Crypto is basically a part of the Public, it's an extension of Public a little bit, I guess you could say. And Apex Crypto allows you to get to the cryptocurrencies pretty easily, but here's the problem. It is possible that if Apex Crypto failed at any point, you might be fucked, you know? So there's no insurance backing whatever you're holding. So that's why I tell everybody, man, if you're going to be holding Shiba Inu coin for the long term, which is what I've been doing, hold all of your Shiba Inu coins in Coinbase. You get a stable wallet. It's your crypto. It is yours. And yeah, I prefer Coinbase. If I'm going to go with anything, I'm going to definitely go with Coinbase. As much as I like Public, the Public app, and, you know, Apex Crypto, I'm not going to readily trust all of my Shiba Inu coins just sitting there. You know, I just don't trust them that much. But I do trust them enough to, you know, throw down a couple hundo over periodically and buying on the dip and seeing how crazily high it goes. So, like I said, I'm always willing to take a little bit of a gamble here and there. But yeah, I'm basically playing with house money at this point. Like, for Rizzles, I'm playing with house money. It's crazy. Super happy about it, by the way. I've been drinking. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just splurge a little bit, drink some Coors Light, take a load off, relax for once. I feel like I've been a little too hard on myself. I need to relax. I get a little on edge sometimes. It's not good. And you know, sometimes I just got to be smart and just play it, you know, play things cool, play things intelligently. And that's the way I roll, baby. But yeah, at this point, I've just been intelligently investing where I can and, you know, finding the best, what do you call it? These won't tell me. That's why I should never drink and do a show, but I love drinking a little bit, even if it gives me a quick buzz. But yeah, no, Shiba Inu is definitely going to crash the entire crypto market. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt. Zero doubts. It's going to fuck the entire crypto market. And, you know, and if you don't think so, that's fine. But you do got to realize, man, it's a dangerous game we playing with the cryptos. Dangerous game we playing. Never lost. I never lost 101. Never lost. But, yeah, I think Shiba Inu will fuck the rest of the market, though, but it will make me richer. Because there's going to be so many people who are on board. There are already tons of people on board with this. And I think it's just going to keep continuing on. I really don't think this is a phase. I think this is, there's a real backing of, you know, computer savvy millennials. And, millennials and Gen Zers, you know, are getting all on board on this. And luckily, I'm computer savvy to a lot of different degrees. I'm always keeping up on the technologies. You know, I'm always learning, you know, that's the thing. Infinitely learning, my friends. It's, if there's one thing I can, if there's one piece of advice I could always impart on everybody I can, is just continue to learn as much as you can. Seriously. But, you know, the journey never ends. I mean, when it comes to learning, there's so many different things you could take in and understand and so many ways to just win this game. So, I mean, the whole goal for me even doing this show, the whole goal of me even doing this show is to educate people and just try to help out where I can. But I'm just thinking of what else I could let you guys know. If there's one piece of advice I could impart to everybody, I think it would be when it comes to crypto. I say if you have a hunch, an intuition basically, that a cryptocurrency is going to go up on nothing more than hype, because it is really mostly hype, or promises that you think they might be able to keep. And here's the thing, man. I still have some trouble trusting everything that's out there as far as the dog coins and as far as just anything, really. I'm not like, I think there's too many hopeful millennials out there, man. It's a little sad. I would like to see them. I mean, I don't want to drown their hope, get rid of their hope. Hell no. You know, but you want to make sure that at the same time, you got to make sure that you're not buying on the ride up. You want to make sure that you put as much as you can in right now, okay? And if it dips, buy more. That is as simple as that. Don't be a follower. Be a contrarian. That's how I make all my money in the stock market. That's how I make all my money in the crypto markets. I buy because everybody's afraid. I only buy when people are afraid, because if I know a product is good, like if I know a company's good, if I know a cryptocurrency happens to be good and is going to have what I like to call eventual hype, when the eventual hype happens and I know it's going to happen, I usually get in. I'll throw down like 300 to 200 bucks and I'll turn that into 4,000 any day of the week. But that's how I roll. The thing is, you have to, in today's market, it's a lot easier to ride the wave than it used to be in the past. As long as you can get ahead of the curve and understand what morons are going to invest in what, like, dude, if you could find out what the next moron is going to invest in ahead of time and you can kind of predict it, like the Shiba Inu thing. I got in early because everybody was doubting the crypto markets and it was still just in its infancy on Coinbase. Like, they finally listed it on Coinbase and like 2 or 3 days later, it was dropping like crazy. So that's when I took the reins and decided, let's get as many Shiba Inu coins as I possibly can. So I basically bought as many of those little dog coins as I could. I got up to 45 million Shiba Inu coins. And yeah, I was able to ride the wave. And the whole point is, always find ways to ride the wave. I mean, that really is... I was looking at the way... So like the color changes, no joke. When I hold up the Coors can, it reflects the light in so many weird ways. That was a trip. But yeah, I'm going to try to keep this one short to the point. But yeah, I think Shiba Inu is eventually going to be the number one cryptocurrency. I think it's going to surpass Bitcoin, and it's going to... Ethereum and Shiba Inu, I think, are going to be the top. When it comes to market cap, I think everybody's going to sell off of their Bitcoin. I think everybody's going to convert their Bitcoin into Ethereum, and they're going to convert their Bitcoin into Shiba Inu. And Ethereum and Shiba Inu, its loyal dog coin, is going to take the kingdom of the cryptoverse. It's a weird picture to paint, but yeah, that's what I think. So, but here. Anybody who's got a Coors Light in their hand right now? Cheers to the next pump and dump. Remember, if we could pump, we can dump. Cheers. Thank you, guys. All right, I'll see you guys next episode. I'm only going to drink one beer tonight, but I'm feeling hyped. I'm feeling good. Also, I'm a little bit high on Coca-Cola. I drank a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, and I'm feeling, honey. No, I might whack off. No, I won't whack off. I'll do that later when I'm laying down. Anyway, later, guys. Stay safe, stay sexy, stay healthy.
Oh, shit.
You gotta stop burping. Anyway, and have a sexy
rest of the night. And just remember to keep your butthole tight.
Anyway, later, guys.